I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $74.57 per barrel to $70.18 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $72.09 per barrel to $67.21 per barrel. It's been a month since the Central Gulf of Alaska pollock trawl fishery was abruptly shut down following an unusually large amount of Chinook salmon bycatch. And as KMXT's Davis Hovey reports, the economic ripple effects of that closure are being felt across Kodiak.
No, you're all done. You want another picture? You want another paper? Okay.
For more than a decade, Cole Hakama has been trawling for pollock in the Gulf of Alaska. But today, he's sitting at home with his young daughters in Kodiak.
We had lots of projects and stuff scheduled for that we wanted to do at the end of the year, and now we have a lot of time to do those, but, you know, we're putting those on hold now until next year just because lack of money.
Hakama captains the Pacific Storm, a 100-foot trawler based out of Kodiak. The vast majority of the Central Gulf of Alaska trawl fleet is made up of local boats like Hakama's. Normally, fishermen like Hakama would be out on the water until early November, when the Gulf of Alaska's pollock bee season typically closes. But this fall season ended just 3 weeks into fishing when two vessels incidentally hauled in approximately 2,000 Chinook salmon, which exceeded the fishery's annual bycatch limit. Bycatch from the trawl fleet has caught a lot of negative attention over the years, especially as king salmon runs decline across the state. The Central Gulf of Alaska trawl fleet has since separated out into a few camps. Some are trying to switch into rockfish and or flatfish to make up lost revenue. Others are doing a couple trips for Pacific cod, and a few, like Hakama, are done fishing for the year.
Yeah, we just can't invest in nicer, better gear to go get this one cod trip.
Yeah, hold on.
And then we just can't, we just don't want to take the risk of, you know, going backwards out there, messing up gear, ripping up gear, costing us more money, you know.
Hakama estimates his boat missed out on roughly $250,000 due to the fishery being closed so early. Overall, there were still at least 100 million pounds of Central Gulf pollock left unharvested in the water when the season ended. Local fishermen still have to cover loan payments on boats, insurance, repairs, maintenance, and other expenses, and of course, paying wages to deckhands and crew. Alaska Groundfish Data Bank estimates that up to 70, mostly Kodiak-based crew, were employed by the local pollock trawl fleet. The number suggests those fishermen missed out on roughly $38,000 per person. The fishermen aren't the only ones affected by the pollock closure, though. An initial informal analysis from one Alaska-based fisheries economist pointed to at least 100 workers that would be let go from the four major Kodiak processors that handle pollock. In an email to KMXT, OBI Seafoods CEO John Hanrahan wouldn't call them layoffs. He said the processing season ended early for some employees and schedules were reduced for others. The early closure also means many trawl boats can't afford to pay for work they'd typically have done in the shipyard this time of year. Kodiak's Highmark Marine Fabrication handles repairs on many of the local pollock trawl boats. Owner Cooper Curtis says a good portion of their winter work starts in November and lasts until January, while the trawlers are typically dry docked or not fishing.
And with the closure, the recent closure, we're probably looking at about collectively at least $1 million. You know, impact to our business.
That's not to mention the impacts on the other local marine services like refrigeration, hydraulics, and the shipyard. Pollock is Kodiak's largest fishery by volume, also known as the local bread and butter fishery. So state, borough, and city tax revenue are also taking hits. Alaska Groundfish Data Bank estimates a projected loss of $500,000 in taxes to the municipalities of Kodiak as a whole. Despite limited options and a small chance of breaking even this year, Hakama, the sideline fisherman, is holding out hope that pollock fishing will get better. Curtis with Highmark shares a similar point of view. He says that all the small businesses in Kodiak that benefit from the pollock trawl fishery have to be flexible, just like the fishermen.
At the end of the day, we're all in this together, this community. You know, every vessel, every service provider, you know, we all need each other. So we'll be flexible and we'll all make it.
Meanwhile, Hakama will have to wait until next year when the A pollock season opens in January. On the upside, that means more quality time with his girls painting pictures.
Oh, you need more paper? Right here.
Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.